But first, we had a big Cowboys story break yesterday. Joseph Randle in trouble with the law again, this time a potential domestic dispute, and he was arrested for possession of marijuana. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Good to be on with you. Morning.
Well, you've got another little fire on your hands to put out. What are you going to do with Joseph Randle?
Hey, before we get to Joseph Randle, what a Super Bowl, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's great to see the Cowboys win again.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the way I see it, we beat Seattle, and they should have beat the Patriots. Therefore, Cowboys win.
Okay.
Yeah, you did beat Seattle. That is true.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Now, Joseph Randle, I'm sure you want to talk about it, and you do.
Yeah. Should Cowboy fans be concerned about this?
No. I do not think that that this should be concerning to the Cowboy fan. It's not to me. This is like the 1990s all over again. We're winning football games, and skill position players are getting arrested. It's a good thing.
I don't know if that's ever a good thing, Jerry.
Well, you remember what happened last time a Cowboy was caught in a hotel room with drugs, right? Hmm. He became an NFL Network's personality and created a school closing app. So,
true. That is true.
The way I see it, getting caught with hotel room drugs is a good luck charm. Go, Joseph Randle.
Go, Joseph Randle.
Yeah, some of these charges are serious, or at least they're investigating some pretty serious charges.
They're not all that serious. Look, Joseph Randle only smoked a little weed, maybe. Maybe got into an argument with the mommy to his baby. and that's it. Of course, he will be welcome back to this team. I don't think there's even a debate on that. He did not cross the line. I mean, it's not like he killed anybody. Oh, wait.
Yeah, even that doesn't really cross the line with you guys.
Maybe we don't have a line.
Well, we're wondering that, too. So you're not going to immediately punish Joseph Randle,
No, we're not going to punish Joseph Randle. As a matter of fact, we'll welcome him back to Valley Ranch with a little gift basket full of guilty black and some underwears.
Underwears.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little.
By the way, guilty black is a cologne.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. We all know that.
Not demographic.
While we have you, let's talk a little off season. Do you plan on being able to keep both DeMarco and Dez?
Well, that all depends.
On?
If Steven is able to wrestle the pink slip or the contract out of my drunken hands. I think I'm bringing Dez back. I think I want to bring Dez back. DeMarco, I tried to squeeze all I could out of that rental car there. I'm ready to let that go.
Okay. That's big news.
Yeah, we put a lot of miles on him. Plus, we got Joseph Randle. So, I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the NFL could even suspend Joseph Randle.
Well, the way I see it, these are just drills for him. If he can evade police, he can evade defenders. He can evade the defense. He won't get tackled.
Well, so, I don't know if that's a good
sending him into legal situations.
I don't know if that's well thought out or not.
Well, Steven says it's not, but since when do I listen to Steven?
Well,
I really don't. He just waits till I pass out and then makes football decisions for me.
That's how it works?
That's how it works. But I hate the off season. I want to get playing again.
You bet.
I can't stand the downtime. I have to take Jerry Jr. to all his soccer games, and those are such time waste. I just sit out there on the tailgate of my Escalade watching a bunch of five-year-olds going after the ball at the same time.
But he's like 50. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, he is a leading scorer. That is true. But you know, it's just a little quiet. Jean lives in the east wing of the house with her roommates, and I live in the west wing with my roommates. And
who are your roommates?
Well, my roommates are Johnny Walker Blue and Roosevelt.
What about hers?
Ernest and Julio Gallo, I think, would be the correct answer there.
Well, we don't need to know about your private life like that.
Well, that is true. I don't appreciate it. I've put up with this all year, and I'm going to let you go now.
Okay, we'll
Good
see.